Father, we give you the praise. What an awesome time in the presence of God. What an awesome time. I think one of the best things that can happen to anybody is to be connected to the presence of God. And how can we thank God enough for the release of this kind of worship songs? We can't thank him enough. It's not something that is manufacturable. Just heaven. And we appreciate him. And we honor him. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Experiencing supernatural restoration, part 1. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. He caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. The Lord bless his word. And we're going to stop there tonight. The scripture is showing us the picture of a valley. Of people who, there were people previously, they died. And died in that valley, maybe there was a war or something. And in the process of time, they became dead and died until they dried up, until they became skeletons, until all that was left was bones, until the bones had scattered from each other. That is to show us the duration of this disaster. That is also to show us the possibilities of God. It shows us that it doesn't matter how far gone a situation is. It shows us that it doesn't matter how long it has lasted. It shows us that it doesn't matter how hopeless it is. With Jehovah, with Almighty God, dry bones are gatherable. And we are going to examine what made this restoration possible. I think that the restoration we are seeing now is the most hopeless you can ever imagine. What are the keys to supernatural restoration such as this? But before I go very far, what I have said so far is an encouragement to somebody. And it's a prophecy. That it doesn't matter how far gone the matter is. It doesn't matter how long a duration it has lasted that you lost whatever you lost. It doesn't matter how hopeless the case is. I stand to announce in the name of Jesus that tonight restoration is coming your way. Restoration is coming your way. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What are the keys to supernatural restoration? We shall examine just one of it tonight. It is called the hand of the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Call it the hand of the Lord upon the life of a person. Is key, critical for anything that must be restored or recovered.
When the hand of God is upon your life, what is lost must be found. What is gone must return. What is hopeless must be recovered. The hand of the Lord upon the life of a person. The meaning is, what to struggle for in life is not the helping hand of a man. There are people who struggle endlessly for the hands of men. I wish somebody can give me a hand. I wish somebody can help me speak to somebody. Don't misunderstand me. God can use a man to speak to somebody. God can use a person to do something, but ultimately it starts with God. The hand of the Lord. Now, we are going to examine what will the hand of the Lord do? What are the products of the hand of the Lord on the life of a person? One of the persons in scripture that spoke so much about the hand of God was called Ezra. Ezra was a major beneficiary of the hand of the Lord. Because he had a restoration assignment. It was the assignment of restoring and rebuilding the temple that was broken, the Solomon temple. While Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall, Ezra was rebuilding the temple. They were contemporary prophets that were ministering at the same time. But Ezra kept on referring to the hand of the Lord upon him. The good hand of the Lord, of my God upon me. The good hand of the Lord of my God upon me. It was as if it was not possible to see restoration without the hand of God. So what will the hand of God do? Ezra chapter 7 verse 6. Ezra, the Bible said, then, he said, this Ezra went up from Babylon. And he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. The king granted him all his requests. Number one, the hand of the Lord is the secret of divine favor. It is the secret of divine favor. The hand of the Lord makes God to cause men to grant you what is yours. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. In Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 8, we see how Nehemiah, the Bible said, and a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace. So Nehemiah also was a beneficiary, which appertained to the house and for the wall of the city and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. So the hand of the Lord, here again we see, is the secret of divine favor for supernatural supplies. Favor for unnatural supplies. He needed timber for the repair of the house of God. And the king granted him according to the good hand of the Lord upon his life. When the hand of God is upon your life, doors open even where you did not knock. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, those whose favor people look for begin to look for your favor. When the hand of the Lord God is upon your life, you are a permanent victim of favor. But when the hand of the Lord is lacking, rejection is inevitable. When the hand of the Lord is lacking, disfavor is a natural portion. When the hand of the Lord is away from a life, empty-handedness is a signature of that life. But today, I see that hand coming upon you. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, God gives to you what people with money can't get. Sit down. Do you hear what I said? The kind of things God gives you, those who have money can't find it to buy. I mean, it's one thing to have the money. It's another thing to get it. When the hand of God is upon you, God does for you what money can do for the rich. When the hand of God is upon you, God does for you what connection can do for the connected. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, God does for you what qualification can't do for the qualified. I believe there is somebody seated here that is about to become a mysterious candidate for the hand of the Lord. If you are that person, your amen will be the loudest. When the hand of God is upon your life, you are like a mystery to be understudied. People don't know what is happening. They don't know what is working for you. But they just see that things are working for you. Because there is a hand behind you that is working the things that are working. If you are that one, God is speaking to say loud, amen. Amen. Lift your right and say, the hand of God is on my life. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is what is the mystery of the hand of the Lord? Number two, the product of the hand of the Lord. Ezra again, chapter 7. And we shall be reading verse 27 to 28. It said, blessed be the Lord God of our father, which has put such a thing as this in the king's heart to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and has extended mercy unto me before the king. That's the favor that the hand brought. And his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. And I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Number two, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord is the secret of supernatural strength. Supernatural strength and stamina. And like I said last week, is the secret of supernatural kakrakarity. In case you are not aware, it is a new English word we created here. Supernatural strength and energy. You need energy to fulfill destiny. The absence of energy is the abortion of destiny. We had the most thunderous healing and deliverance service yesterday. It was as if God just physically stepped down and said, let me just be here and watch this thing today. Didn't just send angels. Was there, looked like he was just, let's be here. All manner. Child born with all manner of congenital malformations, talipes, equinovarus, with knee, foot turned this way, knee turned backward. Reconstructed by God. All manner of drastic testimonies. And we finished that service almost close to 2. And I hit the road around 4 or so to Kafancha. And finished preaching and returned back the same day. I've been working since morning, and here we are. And Revival Week is just starting. Night vigil is in front. Even if you are a soldier, Abba. I'm sure they can bear me witness. No, it has to take something more than that. It's possible for the spirit to be willing, but the flesh is weak. I mean, you know what you have to do with your life. You know you are not yet where you need to be, but you are too tired to achieve anything. Ezra said, by the good hand of the Lord upon me, I was strengthened. I speak to somebody here tonight. Every weakness in your body, that is limiting your destiny, whether it's a weakness of sickness or a weakness of infirmity, by the hand of the Lord coming upon your life tonight, it is arrested. It is arrested. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive your hand on my life. Take your seat. When God told David, pursue, overtake, and without fail what? He knew he had enough energy to run, and enough energy to fight, and enough energy to take it back. You fit run without energy? You fit fight without energy? You fit take it back without energy? The Bible says from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence, call it, take it back by force. Say, I take it back. I take my favor back. I take my favor back. I take my possession back. I take what is mine back. I take it back by force. Take your seat. So when we are talking about strength, it is not just physical strength, but spiritual ruggedity. Spiritual ferocity. That is, spiritually you are a fighter. And that happens by the hand of the Lord. Spiritually aggressive. Spiritually resilient. That between you and the devil is the devil that gave up. Is there somebody hearing that here? The devil is about to give up on your case, on your family, on your life, on your marriage, on your destiny, on your possession. Shout the loudest. Amen. Mashakatakala. Lift your two and say, Father, I receive energy, strength by the hand of the Lord. I receive it now. Take your seat, please. Please don't forget the journey we are taking. That supernatural restoration happens by the hand of the Lord upon the life of a person. It was because the hand of the Lord came upon Ezekiel that he found himself in the valley of dry bones and caused the restoration that happened. And we began to look at what the hand of the Lord will do, how the hand of the Lord will produce such effect. And we said that the hand of the Lord is secret of divine favor for supernatural supplies, which means it will magnetize to you what is meant to be yours. And then the hand of the Lord is the secret of supernatural strength and stamina. Now, number 3, Ezra chapter 7 verse 9. This is very exciting. Ezra chapter 7 verse 9. Again, I told you Ezra was rebuilding the temple and he needed the hand of the Lord for restoration. The Bible said, for upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon. That is Ezra. He started the journey on the first month. On the first day of the first month. Let me use today's date. 1st January. And on the 5th day of the 5th month, 1st May,
came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. He started the journey 1st January. He reached 1st May. That's like how many months? 1st January, he reached 1st of May. And what happened? It is by the hand of the Lord. Number three, the hand of the Lord is the secret of the accomplishment of life's journey. Or life's journeys. The hand of the Lord is the secret for the accomplishment of life's journeys or life's mission. Easiest way to put it is the hand of the Lord that makes you to actualize what Jehovah has designed. Put it in another way. The hand of the Lord is the secret of starting and finishing. It's the secret of starting without stopping. It is the secret of the arrest of abortion of destiny. The hand of the Lord forbids uncompleted projects. The hand of the Lord on your life makes it impossible for you to start and not finish, to begin and not end, to commence and not conclude, by the hand of the Lord. When we struggle in our own energy and in our own strength, we start things and that don't finish. We battle for endless lengths of time without seeing results. But when the hand of the Lord is upon you, especially on the journey of recovery for your life and your destiny, you start and you finish. By the hand of the Lord tonight, anybody who has been plagued with the spell of uncompleted projects, unfinished accomplishments, you start relationships that don't end in marriage, or you start courses you cannot finish, or you start buildings they are arrested. Everyone who has been plagued with the plague of vain pursuits, inability to finish what was started, I announce by the hand of the Lord, that plague is arrested. That plague is arrested. By the hand of the Lord, you are starting and you are finishing. Lift your right and say, Father, I need your hand on my life. Touch me, Lord, with your hand. I must finish everything I stand, everything I start, by the hand of the Lord. I must finish it in Jesus' name. I must finish them. Take your seat. He acknowledges it. If not for the hand of the Lord, maybe I would have been stopped on the road. If not for the hand of the Lord, maybe the journey would have been arrested. You know, there was somebody who started a journey and couldn't finish. Abraham's father. He started a journey. Was that Genesis 11:23? He started a journey to go into the land of Canaan. But he came to the land of Ur, of the Chaldees. He dwelt there and died. It was a journey he started that couldn't finish. Please locate and place it on the screen. Genesis 11. The very last verse. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up your right hand, say, in the name of Jesus, I shall start and I shall finish. The Bible said, Terah took Abraham his son, and Lot the son of Haran his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from the Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. Where were they going? And they came unto Haran. And what did they do there? And they dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran. Where was he going? Where did he die? Why should you die in Haran when your destiny is in Canaan? Are you hearing what I'm saying? He died in Haran. His destiny was in Canaan. So when God saw that he couldn't fulfill his destiny, he picked on Abraham, his son. And said, where your father couldn't reach,
That same Canaan, I want you to get there. Get to the land of Canaan. Finish your father's journey. There are people here. I am here to announce to you. You will finish your father's journey. In the name that is above every name, you will finish the journeys of your family, the journeys of your destiny, the limit that they could not cross. By the hand of the Lord, you shall cross that limit. Where they could not reach, by the hand of the Lord, you shall reach there. What they could not achieve, by the hand of the Lord, you shall achieve it. Little writer say, I am a finisher. I have the mantle of a finisher. I have the anointing of a finisher. I start and I finish. The Lord just whispered something to me just now. Tomorrow you get a bottle of oil when you come. And you shall be anointed. It is called the anointing of a finisher. You appear depressed or you are excited. Lift your hand and say, I am a finisher. No devil can stop me. I have the mantle of a finisher. By the hand of the Lord upon my life. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. What did I say you should do tomorrow? The anointing of a finisher. It will be so mysterious to you that what you've been trying to finish in the last 3 years, under the next 3 weeks, by the anointing and the mantle of the finisher, it shall be finished. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat and let's begin to round up. Woo! Woo! Number four, I have 8 points, but I'll stop at four and then continue in the second service. The hand of the Lord, what is the final product of the hand of the Lord? Number four, or D, the hand of the Lord is a secret of divine encounters and visitations. The hand of the Lord upon your life gives you encounters and visitations that will cause restoration. Ezekiel told us, he said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. It was an encounter and took me to a valley full of bones. It was a revelative encounter that happened by the hand of the Lord. You know, we've been having a lot of people coming out with diverse encounters. How many of you are aware of it? One man testified yesterday at the healing service. He said whenever he sees the pastor giving his offering with fat envelope, he said, Lord, when can I give offering like this? And he began to trust God. Then one day, he saw the senior pastor in the dream, handed him money. Huh? In fat envelope. Like that kind of offering envelope. He woke up the next day, his life changed. He said now he cannot pay his tithe in cash because of the volume. So he has to write it in check. Hey! Hey! Little writer say, Father, I need an encounter by the hand of the Lord. Give me an encounter. Oh Lord, I receive it now. Take your seat. Another woman was about to deliver a child. 35 weeks and she passed out. Oxygen was on her nostrils and she was going. She saw the senior pastor stand. Return back to her body. It happened twice. She returned twice. And then the child died. And then she saw God appear to her using the picture of the senior pastor again. Child returned back to normal. The hand of the Lord giving divine encounters. On Sunday, we heard of the woman who had been barren for 15 solid years. Say, he saw God's servant pray for her in the dream. Bam! The tummy could not remain flat. What can make it remain flat? She's now 9 months loaded. Fully. By the hand
of the Lord.
Somebody's blind eye opened in Kaduna Church. Say he saw the senior pastor in the dream. And then, is it the man of God? Touched the shoes and touched her eyes. Bam! The eye opened from the dream. Opened in the physical. Divine visitation by the hand of God. And as I'm talking, I know there are people here who have had one or two encounters that produce tangible results. We'd like to hear from you if there's time at the end of the service right here. But don't ask for any other thing today but the hand of the Lord. Lift your hand, say, Father, I need the encounters that will bring me restoration. You see, the hand of the Lord can come upon you and show you the witch that is after your destiny and bury the witch, and then you come back into the physical. The hand of the Lord can come upon you and show you the business or the trade. One woman testified here yesterday, and she said that when she was about to get married, about 7 or 8 men were around, and she was confused. Who among them? And then God showed up in the revelation using the face of his servant and called the name, said, Peter is your husband. Tony. And she got married to Tony. After a while, Nepa carried light in Tony's body. That is potency lost by a witchcraft attack. And then the Lord visited again. Bam. I prayed for the woman in the dream and told her certain things were in her body. That is the cause of the problem. As soon as that encounter was over on the woman, light came on the man. Potency return. Lift your right hand and say, Father, by your hand, I receive divine encounter. Divine encounter by the hand of the Lord. I receive it now. If you are still seated, be up on your feet, people, please. Right now. I asked you to stand so I can finish the message in standing. The secret of the hand of the Lord. There are fourfold. I'll take two in this service. Number one is the pursuit of God. Who are the kind of people that see the hand of God in their lives? People who pursue God. Ezra chapter 8 verse 22. He said the hand of God. He said verse B. 22B said the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. Full stop. The hand of the Lord our God is upon all them for good that seek him. The pursuit of God. While others seek fame and seek money. Money is not bad. But it is when you make these things your primary reason for being alive that it becomes a challenge. While others seek human beings, while others seek other things, you make up your mind that Jehovah God is your primary pursuit, is the most important person in your life. Look at this. Come. It is not possible for somebody to just keep himself attached to you permanently, a good person, and you push them away. Is it possible? No. The closer they come, the more relaxed you get towards them, the more exciting you become towards them, and then the more friendly. And then there are many people around me, driver and all, some people around me, I'll be talking to them like this. It's well with you. Right? So how is everything? I like this coat, man. What do I do to buy this type? If I go to the market, will they sell it to me? Or do I need reference letter from you? Because there are some suit, I'm sure they won't sell it to everybody. They say you are not civilized enough to wear that. And that's how God does with us. The closer you get to him, he begins to, without you asking for it, say, my boy, how are you? What have you brought to me today? I like your worship, eh? You did one full hour. Well with you. It's well with you. No witch can arrest you. No. Help her.
That's how it is.
I mean, you get close to him enough, you don't beg him to touch you. He becomes fond of you. He just lays his hands on you. Just places his hand around your shoulder. You are his friend.
Whenever, Lord, you are looking for a friend, make me, Lord, to be your friend. Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord, and be my friend. Whenever, Lord, you're looking for a friend.
Take me, Lord, and be my friend.
Take it one more time.
Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord.
One more time.
Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord. And be my friend. Whenever, Lord, you're looking for a friend. Take me, Lord.
One more time. Pursuit of God. Your first key is the pursuit of God, and number two key is passion for God's purpose. When you are passionate for God's kingdom, for God's house, that was what happened to Ezra. He wanted to repair the house of God. When you are concerned about the affairs of God's house, when you are concerned about the affairs of God's kingdom, you can't lack his hand. He will lay his hands on you to strengthen you to do what is in your heart. He will lay his hands on you to give you the favor you need to make it happen. He will lay his hands on you. Payagalagayadas! He will lay his hands on you to make you to start it and finish it. And when his hand is on you, you are not only going to accomplish what you want to accomplish for his house, but you will accomplish any other thing. Any other thing. Any other thing around your life that you trust God for. Those who are more concerned about their own lives. Their own lives. Zechariah chapter 1. They're looking for a friend. Take me, Lord. Amen. Whenever, Lord, you're looking for a friend.
Take me, Lord.
One
the Lord.
When the Lord, you're looking for a friend. Take me, Lord, and be my friend.
When the Lord.
Lord, you're looking for a friend. Take me, Lord, and be my friend.
Whenever, Lord.
Whenever, Lord, you're looking for a friend.
Your hands 1 minute and say, Father, fill my heart with passion for your purpose. Fill my heart with passion for your purpose. In the name of Jesus. I'm reading Haggai chapter 1 verse 5. It says, now therefore, saith the Lord, Haggai 1:5. Consider your ways. Let me start from verse 3. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. You look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is waste. And you run every man unto his own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains, and so on and so forth. That is, you are so busy about your own affairs, and you have no time for me. So your pocket looks like it has holes. You are laboring, but you are not seeing anything. They say, consider your ways. But Ezra was the opposite. Ezra was the man who abandoned every business of his life to face the business of God's house. And as Ezra did so, God said, I place my hand on you. I want you people to begin to think. Is there something I should be doing for God? Is there something I should be doing in the house of God? Is there something I should have done or should be doing for the current house in construction? Ezra was constructing God's house. The hand landed on him. A construction is going on here now. Is there anything I should have done? Have I sacrificed enough? Have I done to the extent I should be doing? If I have not, Lord, I am sorry. Show me what to do. But I need your hand on my life. I need your hand on my life. Lift up your two hands, everybody. Lord, I seek for you. I pursue you. And I ask that you place your passion in my heart because I need your hand on my life. Open your mouth and speak to God. Lift your hands and speak to God. Father, I'm available. I'm available. I'm available. I'm available. To pursue you, to seek you. I'm available. I'm available. To pursue you, to seek you. And I ask that you place your hand on my life. Place your hand on me. I need your hand.
Father, put a passion for your house in my heart and place your hand on me.
To be your friend, and ever, Lord, you're looking for a friend. Take me, Lord, to be your friend. Make me, Lord, make me, Lord, make me, Lord, to be your friend. Whenever, Lord, you're looking for a friend. Whenever, Lord, you're looking for a friend. Make me, Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands. Because of time, we are going to rush in and we are going to say, Father, forgive me for placing other things ahead of you. I want to confirm that you are my primary pursuit. I want to confirm that your passion for your house drives my life. Father, let this passion be increased to another level, to a higher level. I make myself available. And Father, tonight, place your hand on me. Lay your hands on me, like you did for Ezra, like you did for Ezekiel. Lay your hands on me, Lord, in the name of Jesus.